The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, you know, all that extra money we got because of the tax decrease and we're getting more money in our paycheck, that may be all eaten up now by the increase in gasoline costs. So we'll kind of analyze some of the higher prices in gasoline. Coming up on this edition of Wheels. Good morning and welcome in and welcome to Mother's Day weekend here. Weekend to all the moms out there. It's going to be nice, a little breezy out there. We have our panel here, the guys who know all about the cars and the wheels out there, Troy Cox with Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
You and I were talking just a couple of weeks ago about Honda, I think, issuing a urgency, really, about get those Takata airbags checked on those vehicles. It's really, really important.
Yeah, they've been very proactive in terms of trying to contact owners. They've even reached out to the aftermarket, set shops like mine, and I'm sure many others like mine, posters, asked us to put them up, you know, saying, hey, if you have one of these cars, it's recalled, it's your safety at stake, you need to get it done. They're most worried about the 2000 model Civics, which seem to have the highest rate of airbag failures during deployment, and in some areas they're even going out and changing them on site. So, you know, if you've got a 2000 or early 2000 Civic, you know, you're right in the crosshairs of Honda's recall. They're very actively trying to get them, and you know, the face or the life you save may be your own.
Absolutely, and people have died from shrapnel basically coming out of those. It's a little explosion right there,
and that's exactly what happens. I mean, one of the first fatalities, the one that kind of spearheaded the, wait a minute, why did this happen? You know, a piece of the metal canister that holds the ammonium nitrate that Takata used to create the hot gas and blow up the, in effect, the balloon that cushions your landing, you know, struck the lady in the throat, cut open her jugular, and she bled out before anybody could do anything.
Yeah, it's terrible. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration now is saying if you're driving a 2006 Ford Ranger or a Mazda B-Series truck, you need to get off your rear and get to your dealer right now and have that airbag replaced.
Yeah, Ford's actually been putting out news releases. If you have one, don't drive it. We'll even send a tow truck to get it because we don't want anybody operating that truck.
Yeah, so far 49% of the Ford Rangers have been fixed and 55% of the Mazda trucks, but they need to be fixed right away because their airbags can explode. And, of course, that metal shrapnel we were talking about. So they've already killed 22 people, maimed hundreds, and now Ford and Mazda have authorized dealers to tow the vehicles free of charge to the dealers so they can be repaired. They don't even want you to drive them to the dealers.
Nope, they want them parked until they're fixed.
That is incredible. Hey, it's just a few weeks ago we're going to be doing our broadcast from Sepulpa near the Cecil & Sons location in Sepulpa there on for the big blowout on Route 66.
Yep, first Saturday in June is the blowout. They shut down Dewey from Maine all the way down to past City Hall and the side streets as well, and we'll have, depending on the weather, anywhere from 250 to 400 plus cars, street rods, motorcycles. There's a kids' zone. There's food available. It's just a really great family morning for anybody that likes really nice cars, trucks, motorcycles, and street rods.
Fun stuff out there. And you got some rebates going on at Cecil & Sons right now that people can take advantage of.
Absolutely. We've still got the Goodyear rebate of up to $160 on select sets of Goodyear tires. We've got a few more coming up. You can always find out what's running, though, at cecilandsons.com. Hit the offers button. It'll list them all for you.
Tom Sewell of Tulsa Gas Technology. Of course, you've been out of town once again building more refueling stations for compressed natural gas vehicles, which are looking real good right now as these gasoline prices go up and up and up.
You know, and our price is still the same. We're still going to be the same price that we are today in till December 31st. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and compressed natural gas vehicles, the most of them that you convert will run on both regular gasoline and compressed natural gas, but you get the same power. In fact, it's like you were riding with 100% gasoline.
You bet.
How it's tuned. And it's much cheaper. You get rebates. You get all kinds of tax credits for doing the transition and making that move. And more and more stations for refueling are showing up all the time.
You bet. We're building one in Wichita, Kansas right now. So we're running back and forth to Wichita. And even with all that extra running, I'm still only on my third tank of gasoline. I've still got it in my truck.
Wow.
I've only used a quarter of the tank.
You have to put that stabilizer in it just to keep, because you keep it so long?
No, I put real gasoline in, so yeah. I don't buy the ethanol stuff. I go ahead and pay through the nose and get the good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I do, too. We're seeing gas prices increase all across the nation right now. But here in Oklahoma, we're still paying less than any other state. The average in the state is $2.81. The national gas average is 45 cents more expensive than a year ago. And Oklahomans are paying an average of $2.52. $2.81 is the national average, and $2.52 is in Oklahoma. It's up 44 cents from the same time last year, though.
Well, I think we're in our second week above $70. So, you know, it's creeping up. You know, if they keep doing this stuff over in Syria, you never know what this gas is going to go to.
Yeah, and, of course, the unofficial kickoff to summer is just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, when is it? When do they pull the trigger on the summer gas?
That's another opportunity to jack it up again. Anyway,
not me, but prices, <you guys. laughs>
prices will increase then too. You can count on that with a tapering trend, though, they think may be emerging. So once it kind of peaks up, then maybe it'll slowly taper off.
One thing that has really startled me is how diesel has gone up. It seemed like a little bit higher and stayed higher than that relationship. You're used to like 10, 12 cents above gasoline, and diesel's now has a wider gap than it used to.
Yeah.
It's strange.
But if you're driving through Tulsa, this is one of the cheapest places still to get gasoline in the nation. Some of the most expensive markets, of course, California, where it's $3.63. That's for the basic minimum stuff. It's been over $3 a gallon there for quite a while,
I think.
Hawaii, of course, it's always higher there. Washington, Alaska, Nevada, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, all up there around $3 a gallon. And so domestic crude production will likely see continued growth, though, through the year, they say, supported by a steady increase in active oil rigs. Baker Hughes has reported this past week that they added 9 rigs, placing a total of 834 total counts, now 131 more than the figure of the same time last year. So they're making more oil. Maybe more people are using it. I don't know. Or selling it out overseas, maybe.
Well, last week I saw a report that indicated that we've just now become the top exporting nation in the world. So we're exporting more of our oil, natural gas, and certainly from a capitalistic standpoint, you can see it's going to chase the highest markets for the highest margins, but we're paying for it too.
Yeah, boy, they sure have changed in the last few years. Remember, it was so long, we were dependent on Saudi Arabia to get oil, to get enough to meet our needs.
Yeah, it'd be terrible if they had to buy it from us
for a while. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? All right, and Lloyd Boland, the king of the crankshaft, is here. He's the guru of the garage, been fixing all kinds of little things all week long.
Good morning, Denver.
Hello.
Yeah.
You've been dealing with a problem in a car that I know you've been working with wiring, and I want to talk here in just a minute about why rats can't resist the wiring in some of the newer cars.
I've never read anything about that.
Rats,
that'd be interesting.
They love it. We thought they got up there because it's warm, but no, they're tasty. They're really tasty, and they've got what's new about this is in California, they got a class action lawsuit against Toyota. It claims the company should cover, under warranty, damage from rodents chewing through their insulation for wiring because it's soy-based rather than petroleum-based. So they say, oh, that's tasty. I'll eat all the wiring.
They seem to eat it no matter what it is.
Yeah,
rats do.
They'll chew on it a little bit. We'll get back and talk about that in just a minute. But let's take a phone call here at 918-460-KRNG. Mike is on the line with us. Mike, good morning. You're on wheels.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're great. You've got a question about oil usage in your 2009 Canyon, right?
Yes. And one quick comment. I made a call a couple of weeks ago about a noise front end was making when I turned one direction or the other. You guys made the call on the wheel bearing. That's exactly what it was. So I appreciate that.
Well, good. Well, we were thinking about that even after we got off the phone with you, thinking if it could be anything else. But that was sure the leading contender in our minds.
That's exactly what it was, yeah. And you even remember that. The question was whether or not it was some tire separation versus a wheel bearing, and it was the wheel bearing. Yeah. So,
well, good. You got it changed before something came apart. I've got a picture in my phone of someone who didn't address that, and right now he's waiting on a spindle and a caliper bracket that he broke and several other pieces.
Goodness. Did you give him our P.O. box number?
So what's going on with your Canyon?
On the oil. Synthetic versus high mileage oil. 09 Canyon, right at 150,000 miles. Been using synthetic. Have talked to a lot of people that are using high mileage. I know you guys tout synthetic a lot. Which of the two is the best?
Are you burning any oil now?
Well, I do know that when I go back in somewhere between the 5 and the 6,000 mile mark on my oil changes, I'm not pushing 9 or 10 with synthetic. But around the 5 or 6, right at about a quart low. I've washed it the last couple of times.
If you're only burning a quart every 5 or 6,000 miles, I wouldn't change a thing.
No, I wouldn't either.
That's very unusual to go that far without using that hardly any at all.
I mean, that's really,
so
really good.
Stay with the synthetic.
Yes.
Yeah. The high mileage typically has additive packages that soften and swell the seals and address issues with leaks that you tend to see as motors get older. As those rubber and cork and synthetic gaskets have expanded and shrunk so many times. So, you know, if you're burning oil, if you're leaking oil, then high mileage can help with that in some circumstances.
Right.
But, man, if you're only burning a quarter of 5, 6,000 miles, you know, that's why you run synthetic, because you get that 150, 200, 300 plus thousand miles without the wear, or with less wear to be absolutely accurate, and you're not getting the clearances that burn oil like you do with conventionals.
Yeah, you can't do any better with any. If you got synthetic, you can't top it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks,
Mike,
for the call. Appreciate your call. It is 7:19 on this Saturday morning, and you are listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. 7:22, back on Wheels here. We're talking about synthetic oil. And, of course, Tulsa Gas Technology has their own synthetic oil that keeps your motor running longer. SynPro Oil, 100% synthetic oil, optimized for high performance, alternative fuel engines. And not only oil, but all kinds of any kind of fluids that your vehicle needs, you can get it synthetically for that vehicle, right?
You betcha. We have rearing grease, power steering, we have greases, we have transmission fluid, we have the full line of synthetic lubricants, all made right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from our synthetic oil well.
That's right. The little derrick you got out back there just pumps it right out, and you put it in cans. Good stuff. See more about Tulsa Gas Technology. It's on our Wheels page at krmg.com. A text message at 95920 says, when you have airbags changed, are they putting a better structured airbag or why? Well, we hope it is anyway.
Yeah. Well, what they're replacing them with, the Takata airbags, by and large, are being replaced with new Takata airbags. It's less an issue of the structure than it is of the propellant and the desiccants they used. They went with ammonium nitrate, which, you know, if you grew up around farming at all, you probably had a grandfather like I did that showed you the diesel, you know, ammonium nitrate thing to take a stump out. It is explosive. It can burn in the right circumstances. The problem is, due to the structure letting moisture in, due to the desiccants that they used, or in this case chose not to use, over, you know, 7, 10, 15 plus years of hot, cold cycles and of humidity, the burning rate of the chemical that they used has changed. And instead of burning very rapidly, it explodes.
Wow.
So they're putting in new ones, which should then give you a 10 or more service life. But yeah, somewhere down the road, something's going to have to be done again if the changes they made prove inadequate. They probably won't, but time will tell.
All right. Let's talk to Doug here at 918-460-KRMG. Doug, you've got a Ford Ranger, and you're kind of concerned about that airbag, huh?
Yeah, but thanks for taking my call. I couldn't remember what model you said of the Ford pickup.
2006 Ford Ranger or the Mazda B-Series truck. This is the latest ones that they're putting the high emphasis on. But 2006 Ford Ranger is the one they're the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is talking that you need to get it in right now. Get it checked.
Right. Well, mine's an 03, so I guess I'm out of that.
Yeah, you still ought to look it up on SaferGov and just make sure you're all clear.
Yeah, just get your VIN number, type it in, and they will tell you probably more than you realized about your vehicle.
Yeah, just get the VIN number. It's there on your dash in the corner in front of the driver or on the sticker inside the door frame, and go to www.safercar.gov. And when you put in that VIN, Safer, S-A-F-E-R, car, C-A-R, all one word, safercar.gov. That takes you right to the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, recall website. And when you put in your VIN number to identify your specific vehicle, they will list any and all outstanding recalls. Now, they have no way to know if the recalls have been done by the dealership, but they do list all of the recalls that have been required by the federal government in terms of safety recalls.
Okay.
So you go there, and then you know.
The website is
safercar.gov.
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 Okay, that's all one word?
Uh-huh.
Safecar.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Doug. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your call. And also, you know, you find out all kinds of things. If you're going to buy a car, a used car, I would check that out. You can do it on your phone, you know, your smartphone, while you're looking at a car maybe in a lot, you know,
yeah,
and see if there's anything on that car before you buy it.
You know, another thing, too, and we've all looked these up. Have you ever looked up a car that you want to just tell the customer to leave it by the road?
Yes.
Had too it's much like, on it, huh?
Oh, like, it just pages.
I need a bigger screen, man. You really don't want to put, you know, a bunch of money into this car. You really, really want to hope it burns or gets stolen.
Oh, man. Here's the story I was talking about before the break there about the wiring in cars. Now is petroleum-based. Apparently, that's a real munchy factor for rats and maybe other varmints that get in there. And you guys have all seen, we're thinking of wiring. I typically think of the wires that are most accessible, like your spark plug wires. But there's other wires in there, too, that they can
get
to.
There's one of the things that's most difficult to isolate, I've seen it on Jeeps, but the wiring in that, it won't necessarily break down from heat or temperature, but if you get any kind of fluid on it, it just dissolves it. And it can be very difficult to isolate. We had one that wouldn't run. Turned out the wires at the speedometer had the insulation and melted, and they just touched together, but the car wouldn't run.
Wow. It tells me here the advances, of course, in car construction can be beneficial to the environment, but there's also these unforeseen circumstances, consequences, like making your car more appetizing to the rodents out there. So they're going environmental on the wires. They say there's good and there's bad and everything in these common issues. But
I mean, that's always been an issue. I mean, even on old cars that sit a lot, or travel trailers or motorhomes.
And motorhomes.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen pack rats, squirrels, you know, field mice. Rodents need to chew on things because their teeth are always growing, so they're always looking for things to chew on. That copper wiring has always been appealing, but now that we've gotten environmentally friendly and gone to a biologically based insulation, it seems to have gotten worse.
They're even tastier. 7:28 now on this Saturday morning. You are listening to Wheels. We got the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center coming up next on KRMG. As you're getting your vehicle together to head out on the road for some summer driving, vacations, what have you, you need to get it all checked over in full vehicle care and fleet maintenance. Tulsa Gas Technologies is just one less worry you have to deal with. And, of course, Tom, at Tulsa Gas Tech, you do record keeping, too, for the commercial vehicles, even for individuals that come in, and you can't remember. I can't even. I try to write it down and keep track of when I did transmission, when I did this, and you keep track of all that for everyone.
You bet. We have software that keeps track of it. So if you want, we'll prompt you. A lot of people don't want to be nagged. I'm not trying to upsell people. I'm actually, when we're doing this for you, we're trying to help you and make sure you understand that there are, you know, things that are mileage-based and time-based that you should be taking care of. And, you know, I'm as bad as anybody. If I don't get kind of goosed once in a while, I won't do something.
Yeah, I'll suddenly stop and notice, oh, I probably need to get the oil changed.
You know,
look at that. It sneaks up on you. And you guys will help do that, as well as take care of vehicles that may actually slip over and qualify because of the weight and everything with trailers, to be under these DOT regulations that can really cost you some money if you don't meet the regulations. And I just seems like weekly I'm seeing cars pulled over where I wouldn't have noticed it before. I'm noticing it now. And Highway Patrol, they're walking around, they're looking at some of these trucks and trailers, and if it's not meeting the right safety standards for DOT regulations, it can cost quite a fine.
It can cost a lot. I just had a friend tell me that he got stopped with his dump truck and it was $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah, and like, we're running to work now every day, and there's two scales we have to go through with pickups because we're over 10-1 and we cross state lines. And so even when you're coming back from Wichita to Tulsa, there's that scale right at the state line on the Oklahoma side, and we still got to go through, and they look us over every single time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you've got a booklet that people can download for free that'll help them to kind of get their head around all the stuff that really they need to be looking at, and you got that on your webpage.
You bet. It's free. Take a look at it and read it. Call, ask questions. You know, some of it's not clear if you don't understand. Government puts a lot of acronyms in. And if you don't understand them, give me a call. I'll help you get through it. And I'll try to make it where it doesn't cost you any money. If you can do it yourself, we'll help you through that.
All right. See more information about it on our Wheels page at Tulsa Gas Tech at krmg.com. Also about Cecil & Sons Discount Tires. And about Lloyd's PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product that really does work on your headlamps. All right, guys, we need to be celebrating today. 171 years ago, the first odometer was invented.
I saw that. And then 5 minutes later, they learned how to rotate.
And roll
them
back. Probably soon.
How many years ago?
Is 1847, 171 years ago.
My word. What'd they need it for?
Yeah, like 2 miles down the road is about all they went, wasn't it? In case you don't know, that's what keeps track of the mileage, of course, on your vehicle. But, wow, then it's technology like that, it was just a couple of little wheels that turned. Now it's all digital, of course.
Yeah. So there's still a few that have the gears. Well, I don't think I've seen one for a while, but they're out there.
Yeah, there's a few. There used to be shops that just did those
speedometer
gears.
Shops. Gears. Yeah.
Just specific technical thing, but I don't know if those are even around anymore or not. Major problems for Ford, which has been hit by a fire that damaged a Michigan auto parts factory, supply factory, actually. And this fire has caused shortage of parts for the company's F-Series pickup truck, which, of course, is the top-selling vehicle in America, and that's caused Ford to lay off 7,600 workers on its truck production line. And we talked about this in the news this past week quite a bit. And the fire also apparently has affected other companies that it supplies parts for, including Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, and Jeep Wrangler. So big impact on that.
They got that back up, didn't they? I think I heard
they got one of the lines.
One of them.
One of the lines, maybe. But there's still some of these that they're...
But they're working on it. Yeah.
So anyway, kind of keep track on that. Let's go to the phones at 918-460-KRMG. Robert, you're up first here on Wheels. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I have a 2001 Jeep Cherokee, and it has kind of a wow in the rear end. And I've been told it's a wheel bearing, and I've been told it's a third member. Could you tell me, how do you tell the difference?
If it's the gears in the rear end, like the third member you're referring to, it'll make a noise when you're driving. When you let off, it'll quit. That's the ring and pinion. If it's a side bearing, it'll be a little bit different, but you'll hear it usually at a lower speed. But if it stops when you let off, it's in the third member, in the ring and pinion. If it doesn't, it's either a wheel bearing or side bearing, in which case you may just have to take it apart.
Okay.
But that's how
it's quite a job to take it apart.
Right.
Yeah. No, anyway, it's not a beginner deal, though. When you start getting into the rear end part of that deal, the money you spend is well worth it.
Yeah, the adjustments are absolutely crucial on the third.
Yeah, I was thinking about just taking out the third member, and then taking it to a shop and have them adjust it.
I don't think it has that type of rear end in it. I believe it's a Spicer, in which case you have a cover on the back of the rear end.
I haven't looked at it, sir.
Well, look, if you have a cover on the back, you won't be able to drop it out.
I don't think you'll save any money because they'll be able to service that right there on the car once a guy gets it on a lift.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll save a dime other than cost yourself a bunch of labor.
Yeah.
No, okay. You're better off.
And generally, it's not. If it's making noise, you're not going to be able to adjust it. If it's making noise, it's because there's so much wear that there's too much slack or too much lash or whatever word you want to use. The whine you're hearing, you know, again, as Lloyd said, if it whines when you're on power and goes quiet when you let off the power, you know, your ring and pinion is worn, and you're going to need to replace it. And that's got to be set up professionally. Because if it's not set up perfectly, you're going to be replacing it again in very short order.
Yeah, that's I'll use the word technical on that. It's pretty involved to do that.
We actually send ours over to – there's a gear shop here in town. We pull them out. We'll send that the pumpkin or whatever you guys call it over and have that part of the deal set up, and then we reinstall it.
Is this a real specialized
you
component?
Want to make sure you have that set just right.
Yeah. All right, Robert, hope that helps you there.
Yes, sir. You people always are very helpful, and you're very reliable. Thank you very much, and have a God bless day.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your call. 744 now. Let's talk to Barney. And, Barney, good morning. You got a question about oil, just regular oil and synthetic oil, huh?
Yeah, I got two questions. I just heard, you know, before you said that if you get up to 5,000 miles on conventional oil, it's not unusual for you to burn a quart. And I also had a question about these newer cars. I've heard they get 300,000 miles because they're cleaner burning with fuel injection, and the oil doesn't, it cleans a lot burner than the gas does. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, they do run so much cleaner than the old carburetor style. There's so much computer on there that's constantly adjusting that car to make it run cleaner and better. And that's part of why they're running so much longer.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you run it, if you watch a scan system on a car or watch the fuel injectors, they'll vary by milliseconds. It's just incredible, the preciseness.
But, and then the oil, you said that after 5,000 miles of conventional oil, it's not unusual to burn a quart. Is that same as synthetic?
I wouldn't burn a conventional oil 5,000.
No.
The synthetic blends, 5,000 is fine. The full synthetics, 7,500 or more. But, you know, if you're only burning one quart every 5,000 miles, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or
your quart per, what I would say, in your oil change, you know, whatever your is, if you're 3,500 on conventional, 5 to 75 on, you know, a good synthetic. If you're burning a quart, I wouldn't sweat that one bit. That's something you'd expect.
No. I don't know if you guys have heard anything different, but it used to be the standard was nobody even worried about it unless it used it maybe in 500 miles.
Yeah, well, Chevrolet, they drink oil. I mean, and so you just got to keep your eye on it. You can never just set it and forget it.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
I guess when you're looking at your dipstick, it would be, you just have to kind of gauge, you know, if you're burning oil or not. I mean, there's really no way of knowing, is there, unless you, I guess when you replace it, you'd know when you take it out.
Yeah, well, that's the only really way, because your tailpipes run so clean now, the catalytic converter and all that is taking care of a lot of that now.
It's a good idea to check it at least every week or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, if you buy a new car and it's burning a quart every 1,000 miles, chances are the dealership, or actually, it's not the dealership's call at the end of the day, it's the manufacturer's. Chances are they're not going to do anything about it. I mean, I've had a truck in the late 90s and then a van in the 2000s that, you know, were burning more oil than I thought was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the whole claim process, and it was like, that's within specs. There you go.
And it's always good to check it. When it's cold, you check the motor oil and the dipstick?
Right, because you've got some oil trapped up high, and you could think you're low, and if you add it then, you could be over full.
Yeah, plus it's very hot.
Okay, well, thank you guys. Very helpful. Right.
Thanks, Barney. Appreciate your call. It is 747 here on Wheels. Troy, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, I'm sure, coming in, Cecil and Sons, saying, check my car over, check the wheels, check the alignment, all of that stuff, because we're going to be going out on the road. And we'll be talking more about that as the real summer driving season gets geared up, school gets out, and people head out on the road. But one of the things, certainly for people to, it made me think about it with your picture you were talking about earlier of things that get lodged in tires. If it gets severe enough to require repair or replacement, boy, you need to really get that taken care of immediately.
Yeah, I mean, just this past week, we've seen several that, you know, customers bring in for a flat repair, and we break it down, and the inside of the tire's all broken down and torn up where it's been run low. And it's like, how long has this tire been losing air? Oh, you know, I've been having to put air in it for a few weeks, but I don't think it got that low. And then, of course, you show them where the inner liner's worn through and there's cord hanging out, and it's like, unfortunately, yeah, it did get that low. So, you know, if you've got to add a pound or two, you know, once a month or once every other month, you know, that's within the normal range. But if you've got to air that tire up two or three times, yeah, it's kind of like the battery thing. Don't give it a second chance to strand you. You know, if it's more than 10 pounds low, get it checked.
Tire depth, something to be looking at, of course, is
tire
pressure.
Yeah, a lot of consumer organizations have been pushing for the last several years to get the minimum tread depth standard changed. Right now it's 230 seconds, which is those wear bars. If you look about every 12 to 14 inches around the circumference of your tread, there are raised ribs of rubber that are 230 seconds of an inch high. When you hit those, that tire is not legal to run anymore. Now, in Oklahoma, we don't have state inspections anymore to catch that. But, of course, if you're stopped by a police officer for another reason, you can be ticketed for that equipment violation. The important thing there, though, is hydroplaning resistance and wet stopping distance. And I worry more about stopping distances because hydroplaning has an easy answer. You just slow down.
Yeah.
You can't, in an emergency braking situation, you know, roll the clock back and get yourself another 3, 4, 5 car lengths. And 430 seconds, which if you take a quarter and put it head down, if you can see the top of Washington's head, then you're below 430 seconds. The wet stopping distance from 430 seconds to 230 seconds on concrete or asphalt surfaces can be as much as 2 to 3 car lengths in a car and 3 to 5 car lengths in a pickup longer just from that tread depth change. So running your tires all the way down doesn't really save you any money and certainly could cost you at least your insurance deductible if you end up sliding into somebody.
Yeah, and if it's on your trailer, you're going away. Now,
yeah,
how many people run trailers with bald tires?
Oh,
that many, is many, many, many.
Yes.
Most of many of the trailers set idle. You know, they don't check them. And it's not something of, it just sits there and deteriorates for a while.
And I'm scared to take mine out now, so it doesn't really matter.
But as Tom's pointed out, if you've got a half-ton truck and a tandem axle trailer, you're over 10-1.
Yeah, that's true. Do you guys check spare tires just as a regular thing?
Certainly try to when we're doing rotations, when we're under the car or have it up on the lift anyway, if they're available. On a lot of vehicles, the spare's buried and not all of the time. In fact, quite often, customers don't have the time for you to unload their trunk or unload the back of their minivan and get to it. So if it's available, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of them are a 15, 20-minute ordeal, basically, to even get them down to check them.
Yeah.
I suggest it be done, but, again, a lot of people just don't have the time.
I'm just thinking that's a thing you really want to have. If you have a spare tire, some of them don't anymore, but if you have a spare tire, that's certainly something you want to make sure has got air in it and would take care of you.
Especially if you're getting out on the road.
Yeah. You know, the ones that get neglected are the vans with the one they're underneath. And that you can touch them, most of them, can't you, Troy? You can at least get to them, push on them.
Well, there's a lot of the minivans that actually have, if you will, a cover.
Yeah.
So you've got to go in on, there's one in particular where you've actually got to go in to side and let it down from the middle of the van.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's not easy or quick to do. So people are very quick to go, worry about it next time.
7:52 on this Saturday morning. Happy Mom's Day to all the mothers out there. This weekend's going to be pretty nice weather, it looks like. And you are listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Some of our past Wheel shows, you can just download one of our podcasts. Go to KRMG.com, go to the Wheels page. Also find out information about PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit that Lloyd invented in his laboratory. And you guys sell it there at Tulsa Gas Tech and at Cecil & Sons. Man, it is impressive how clear it can make the lens that was just really fuzzy, clear is almost brand new.
It is fun to do it for somebody when it's really bad and for them to go, wow, that is amazing.
That's right. Hey, if someone wants to get information about converting their cars to or vehicle to compressed natural gas, they need to get a hold of you and talk to you about it because there are really some money to be saved big time there.
It is big money, especially if your vehicle's a tool and you drive it all day. Come by and see us. We'll go through the minutia and get you all figured out.
And as we were just kind of talking about during the break there, there's a lot of trailers that are hauling all kinds of equipment around town for various things. that are very obviously over that 10,000-pound mark and probably fall under some of these old U.S. DOT rules and regulations, and you're keeping track of all of those for people. So if people just have questions about it, come by and check it out.
Yeah, come by and see us. I've got some really sharp guys in my shop, and they know all the DOT rules, and they know when you got to be inspected, when you don't. And if you're in a crash, you're going to be inspected. So be ready for that all the time.
Yeah, and have all your records with you and have it up to snuff. So you'll take care of that for them, too. Tulsa Gas Technology website is on our page. What's your phone number, Tom?
918-665-2641.
Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and on Main Street in Sepulpa. And you got some great rebates going on right now, Troy.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about getting a little road trip on this summer, why wait till closer to the trip? Go and get your car checked out now, and then that's one less preparatory trip you've got to make before you head out of town.
That is true, and get you some great deals on wheels right now, some new tires. You don't want to go out on the road on a long road trip with bad tires. You also do the PC 41 Plus. You got the kit, and you do it right there in the shop.
Absolutely. This stuff works, and it works really well.
Guys, have a great weekend. The news is next on KRN.